Hey, what's up, everyone? It's your boy, JB. Day four of quarantine. We're here in Lincoln, Nebraska, in the basement of the crib, trying to figure out what the heck to do with our lives. Man, it's been a crazy time slowing down and really settling in. The beautiful thing is that I get to spend a lot of time with my family. The crazy thing is I get to spend a lot of time with my family. And so while they're having a great time and we're loving spending time with each other, we're simultaneously driving each other crazy in the process. But it's been all good stuff. So I wanted to just get on the mic and take an opportunity to just fill you guys in on what's been going on in our lives in terms of being an Olympic athlete in the midst of uncertainty. As you guys may have seen with all the cancellations over the last couple of weeks of some of the biggest events in the world. I'm talking about Premier League, the NBA season, NHL, MLB, postponements, the NCAA tournament, and wrestling and March Madness. All these things have been canceled throughout the entirety of the world. And for us, we are in the crosshairs of everything that has happened as well. And so you may have heard of the postponement of the Olympic trials as well. And so I just kind of wanted to give you guys a brief rundown of where I am right now in my preparation for not only the Olympic trials, but for this summer's Olympic Games, which we're still hoping are going to be going on. So I wrote down a list of questions that I have, and start with number one. Really, I wanted to talk about the trials being postponed. So originally, the trials were scheduled to be hosted in State College, PA, on Penn State's campus at the Bryce Jordan Center on April 4th and 5th. And we're only a couple of short weeks away from that. And you guys may have heard, if you follow wrestling, that the trials have been postponed. So right now we're trying to figure out what the next day will be, what that date is going to arrive and settle at. It's really difficult to say at this time. We're really in an ultimate limbo stage because the difficulty is many states are practicing social distancing, which in that case, they're not even allowing groups of 10 or more people to be together. And for the wrestling event like the Olympic trials, which in 2012 and 2016 have had upwards of 10 to 11,000 people inside of the arena, this is obviously something that is unsafe, unhealthy, and impractical. So we're trying to figure out what a new date will be, when this thing will settle down. Your guess is as good as mine. We have no idea. And so I think at this point, USA Wrestling is trying to solidify a date somewhere in late May, early June, and the Olympic Games begin in late July. I believe the opening ceremonies are July 25th, and my day of competition is, I believe, August 9th. And so we still have a considerable amount of time between now and then, but the coronavirus has been firing on all cylinders, and it only seems like it's going to intensify here domestically over the next couple of weeks. So we'll see if we get an opportunity to compete at the trials, if any of those dates will stand, and if this thing slows down, will they even allow us to start to have larger events that will have the opportunity to host something like the Olympic trials? I know there are a lot of athletes amongst many sports that are in this level of uncertainty right now, and I got an opportunity to hear and read actually a letter penned by the good people over at USA Swimming, and they kind of discussed this same notion within that letter, and it was talking about the potential postponement of the Olympic Games. And basically the premise behind their letter was, okay, we are in the midst of craziness here domestically. We've got all the facilities shut down throughout the country, and people cannot even get into the pools to swim. This is the biggest opportunity of competition in a lot of these athletes' lives, and they will potentially not even get the opportunity to compete. And if they do, they won't be at their best because of all of the craziness that has been going around here domestically. And so it's not going to be a level playing field once we start to compete on the world stage, considering I don't know if this is considered a pandemic in every country that will be competing at the Olympic Games potentially. Oh, it is. Okay. So yeah, I'm just unsure of what sort of restrictions and cautions that the other countries are going to. I can't imagine that every country has closed down their pools and their facilities throughout the world. So we'll see. Question number two that I had was, when did I find out? We found out, I think, last Saturday. And so what's today? The 20th. So today is the 20th. We found out Saturday the 14th that trials were postponed. So it's about 3.5 weeks, 3.5 to 4 weeks before. You know, it was actually relieving for me because at the time you saw everything happening around you. And so you're just sitting there like, man, this is imminent. This is going to happen. We are not going to be able to avoid this. And USA Wrestling was trying to stay strong with their belief system. Okay, we're going to make this happen. We're going to figure it out. And we are still going to move forward as if this thing is going to run smoothly. But I kind of had a hunch that, it wasn't going to work. And it wasn't going to work out well. And it wasn't going to be able to happen in the time frame that they thought it would happen. I think the NBA was really the catalyst for postponement, suspension, and delays, and everyone else followed suit. And as great as the Olympic Games are and as powerful as USA Wrestling may be as an NGB and the overall umbrella under the USOPC, I knew that we might possibly have some delays. So once we got the news for the delay, I was kind of relieved because I'm like, okay, yes, at least I can now have some sort of peace because now I'm training and I'm trying to stay focused. I just got back from the Pan Am Championships where I thought I wrestled well. And not only was I trying to peak physically, but trying to peak mentally in the process was, it was difficult because I'm like, okay, well, do I still train? Am I going to be able to do this? Do I stay engaged and dialed in with my weight? Are they going to just tell us 4 or 5 days out that we're not going to be able to compete? So I would much rather have them had told us earlier, because the sooner that they told us, the more relief we could gain from just having perspective and knowing what we were facing and the type of adversity we were going to have to overcome over the next couple of weeks to make sure that we were ready for trials. And so that was one of the things. I just felt relief after they made the announcement, and I was happy that I got an opportunity to just refocus and figure out what the next step would be. Number three, what will you do? You know what's interesting is they've closed all the facilities nationwide. And so most RTCs, or regional training centers for wrestling, we are housed on college campuses throughout the country. The best RTCs are in the Big Ten. The Big Ten was kind of like a front runner and a trailblazer in the collegiate athletics for canceling not only their conference tournaments, but going ahead and closing up their facilities and transitioning to all online courses for all of their athletes. So they've sent students home for the rest of the semester, and they've closed completely all of the facilities on the University of Nebraska's campus here in Lincoln, Nebraska, where I train. So we can't even get into the wrestling room, into the sauna, into the pool, into the weight room. Everything is completely shut down. And so if there were trials over the next few weeks, we would have no way to prepare unless someone had a private mat that was in some hidden cave that the public officials had no access to, and they couldn't come and shut us down and tamper with our training. It would be impossible for us to be prepared. So at this point, we are legitimately in a limbo stage. I went by the wrestling room today and just grabbed a couple of Bulgarian bags. I grabbed a kettlebell. I grabbed some bands and a foam roller just to keep here at home with me over the next couple of weeks to just stay engaged and stay in shape and stay fit and active. I've got a Peloton bike here at home. So those are the things that I'm going to be doing over the next couple of weeks, is really self-made, homemade workouts here. Some JB personal workouts. And so I don't really have a training plan. Everyone is at this point in limbo and trying to figure out what to do. So the difficulty is we don't really have a plan, but the beautiful thing is you have to hold yourself accountable. And as someone who's been doing this for a long time, I really have the ability to stay focused and dialed in on what I need to do to be prepared. The last thing I want to do is, once they actually establish a date for the Olympic trials, is to say, well, man, I took the last month off of doing completely nothing, and allowed my external circumstances to influence my ability to prepare, and now I'm not ready to compete. I want to stay focused as often as possible, and I want to keep my body ready for this next stage, wherever the trials will be, whenever they will be, however it's going to go down. I want to be effective in this time that I have and control the controllables. Number five, let's see. Oh, will you go to the Olympics if they're still being hosted? I thought about this for a period of time, and I was like, okay, is this safe? Is it safe for me to still go to the Olympic Games? I look at it from two perspectives. If Japan is still to host the Olympic Games this summer, I think it would be not necessarily a good look for them, considering everything that's going on in the world. They're like, listen, we've set up for this thing. We've got this thing logistically on point. We've got all the resources, all the funding. We've made sure that our airports are ready to host such a large event of this magnitude. I want to make sure that we have this summer. To postpone it, to delay it, to cancel it entirely would be too costly. We've spent billions of dollars on this event. We have to make it run smoothly, and we have to do it this summer of 2020. It's the Olympic Games. We're not canceling it. We're not postponing it. I think for them, it might be frowned upon from other countries that are going through economic, political, and athletic turmoil right now, that are trying to figure out what they're going to do. As I mentioned earlier, we can't even train at this point. So to send an Olympic team, from a wrestling perspective, we have no ability to be prepared to wrestle the best athletes in the world on such short notice. So I think that would be a difficulty for us. I hope that this process will slow down. I mean, really, I'm not even thinking about the host of the Olympic Games. I'm really thinking about the pandemic itself. I'm thinking about coronavirus itself. I'm hoping that this thing slows down just so people in around the entire world will just start to live their lives without fear, and fear of being hospitalized, fear of being infected, fear of being ostracized and outcasted for potentially contracting the sickness, and just everything that's going on. I think a lot of Americans, a lot of athletes, we're living in uncertainty and fear. And that is one thing that I always combat. I always try to live my life with love and fearlessness and bravery and courage. And at this point, you're scared to even shake hands with people that you were hugging, you know, possibly weeks ago. And so I think it's a really difficult time for us. It's a really uncertain time. But if the Olympics were to be hosted this summer without any sort of postponement, and I made the team, I'd have to say yes, I'd go. I'd go. It'd be a risk that I'd be willing to take. And after I won a gold medal, I would quarantine myself for 2 weeks in solitary confinement, and I wouldn't touch anybody. And after the 2 weeks were up, I would come out and celebrate. But I'm hoping that this coronavirus really slows down and we can get to a place where we have this thing under control. It's settled down. We've lightened up the intensity worldwide, and here domestically, people are feeling safe about leaving their houses and getting back to their normal lives. That would be ideal for me. And so that's what I'm praying for. And I'm hoping that we get this thing under control relatively quickly so we can go back to being America again and going back to being normal. Number six is, how is social distancing going? I wrote these questions myself, by the way. How is social distancing going? That's like a tongue twister. Social distancing. It's good. You know, it's weird here in Lincoln. Do we have any confirmed cases here? We got a single confirmed case. This is one of the good things about living in the Midwest, is we are away from both coasts. And yeah, I'm sure they're coming, but they're not here yet, really. And so we've been able to combat the craziness of everything that's happened in the larger cities, because we don't have a ton of people here. We've got about 250,000 people here in Lincoln. So I imagine some people have it. They may not know it yet. They don't have a ton of tests out there domestically. So maybe the people just haven't gotten tested yet. So people are walking the streets of Lincoln and don't realize it yet, but I think everyone's done a great job of social distancing. If you drive around the streets of Lincoln, it's things are remote. It's like a ghost town. And all of the restaurants have closed their dine-in, so you can only order things to go. You've got to take out anything that you order here in any of the restaurants in the city. They have special hours at our grocers. So at our local co-op and at Whole Foods, they have hours for people, let's say 60 and above, that have compromised immune systems. They have hours for the general public. And every store has been closing early. They don't allow for more than a certain amount of people within the store. At particular times, they ask you to wait outside and only enter upon someone leaving. What are some of the other things that we've seen, Love? Yeah, lots of people just outside walking with mask, still driving with mask. But that's been pretty much it here. I think it's been pretty chill. It's been pretty chill from that perspective. I don't think we still have toilet paper. we still have chicken on the shelves, and our grocery store still has shelves that are stocked with food that we can go and pick up at any time, any given time. We've tried to buy 3 to 4 to 5 days of food at a time, but we're not really stocking up with weeks worth of food. Hopefully we don't get to a place here in Lincoln where we have to have a curfew or they do any sort of martial law and shut us down. They've given us the freedom to operate and navigate freely, which has been a good thing here. We've been able to go to the coffee shop a little bit and spend some time just, you know, outside, walking with the kids, just walking and enjoying the sunlight and just getting some fresh air. But yeah, we've been spending a lot of time at home and constantly trying to entertain the babies. You know, we always hear, okay, listen, this is a time of rest. Sit at the crib, chill, enjoy your family and rest. Obviously, anyone who's saying those words does not have kids. There's no rest time. It's constant entertainment for the kids. Watch a movie, do a puzzle, read a book, paint a picture, draw something, do an activity, play a game, go outside, ride our bikes, go to the park. It's constant entertainment, but it's still a beautiful thing. So we've really been enjoying it. And then lastly, my last question is, what's next for you in this stage of limbo? Honestly, we're just waiting. It's just a waiting game. We are constantly trying to figure out what's next, but we're just trying to enjoy the peacefulness of being where we are. I think the beauty of where we are at this particular juncture is we have to be faithful. We have to be trusting that God's in control, but also we've got to continue to be active and diligent in our daily activities and keep a routine that is going to keep us in good shape, keep us optimistic and hopeful in everything that we do. And I think we've been doing a pretty good job of that. And so it's been a difficult time, but we are trying to be not live at the expense of our circumstances, but overcome anything that's thrown at us. And so we don't want to be rattled. We don't want to be shaken. We're just chilling and enjoying life as we see it and as it arrives. We're just rolling with the punches. So I think really the next thing for us is just waiting for USA Wrestling to make an official decision on what the date will be for the Olympic trials. And up until then, just training and doing what we can do here before we are able to have access to a wrestling room again. But it's been a difficult time. I just want to encourage everyone who's listening to try to enjoy this time with your family. If there's one person who's struggling through this, it's me. But I want to struggle well, and I don't like being told what to do. If his alarm will tell you that I've got like an anti-authority personality, and so I want to rest on my own time, not when someone else tells me to rest. And so the difficult thing for me is I like to live my life. I enjoy wrestling. I enjoy being in the room and in the weight room and getting better and training and progressing and developing in my pursuit of something that I feel is purposeful. And so this has been a really difficult time for me because I've had to chill even when it was unwarranted. And undesired, but I think the beauty is I get to spend every day with my kids here at home when I've spent a lot of time on the road in the past. And that's been a great thing for me. I'm just really resting in that and enjoying everything that has come my way. And it's been cool. It's been cool times. So next thing for us is, man, hoping for a proposed date and that date is solidified. And if anyone that you guys know out there is suffering from Corona, I hope that you guys are healed and that everyone does well and everyone out there stays focused on what they can control and just enjoy life. Just enjoy the life that you guys have. I think that this is going to offer us a renewed perspective. So when life does indeed go back to normal, or the new normal, the new reality that we'll be facing once this thing passes, is that we'll all have a newfound perspective on life and we'll start to appreciate the moments a little bit more, because we know that this can come suddenly and swiftly and completely upend and change our lives drastically. And so I think my plan after this is to continue to compete at my highest level, but also to stop and smell the roses a little bit more in everything that I do. So once again, thank you guys for listening. This is kind of just an update on everything that's going on in my life. This was impromptu. I just kind of jotted down a couple of questions on my phone right before we started this. And I hope you guys enjoyed it. And if you like it, please comment, and I would love to start to do this more often, but this was something that I wanted to just get out there to inform you guys about everything that's been going on in my life. And so thank you guys again for listening. It's been a pleasure talking to you. I hope everyone out there is staying safe, practicing social awareness and social distancing, and staying inside of the house, washing your hands as often as possible, and making sure that you guys are not only keeping yourself safe, but the people around you and your families. So thanks again, and looking forward to talking to you all soon and hopefully seeing you too. See you guys later.